This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. NATO leaders meeting Monday in Brussels discussed possible growing threats from Russia and from China as Joe Biden made his first appearance at the summit as U.S. president. At Biden's urging, NATO leaders agreed to work against the, quote, systemic challenges posed by China's aggressive policies as the alliance fleshed out its approach to Beijing. China's increasingly assertive actions in building a nuclear arsenal, as well as space and cyber warfare capabilities, threatens the international order, according to the NATO leaders. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the allies would seek to cooperate with China on global issues like climate change, as European capitals wanted. But in a nod to Washington's growing concern, he warned China's growing influence and international policies present challenges to alliance security. He said leaders agreed that we need to address such challenges together as an alliance and that we need to engage with China to defend our security interests. President Biden has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO at that summit in Brussels. His remarks came as leading members declared it a pivotal moment for the alliance, which had been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. President Biden sat down with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and underscored the U.S. commitment to Article 5 of the alliance charter. Article 5 spells out that an attack on one member is an attack on all and is to be met with a collective response. President Biden says he wants NATO to know that America is there. The United States is not planning to support Afghan forces with airstrikes after the U.S. troops' withdrawal is completed, according to a top military commander in the Middle East who gave an exclusive interview to VOA. More on that later. This is VOA News. General Frank McKenzie told VOA in an exclusive interview that counterterrorism strikes in Afghanistan will be limited to instances in which attack plans have been discovered to strike the United States or its allies. The general's comments appear to refute a report by the New York Times that said the Pentagon wants authorization for airstrikes to support Afghan security forces if Kabul or another major city is in danger of falling to the Taliban. McKenzie's candid description of U.S. involvement in Afghanistan after its withdrawal coincides with a narrowing counter-terror offensive against Islamic State and al-Qaeda as the Pentagon prioritizes competition with China and Russia. The general said his force size in the Middle East was now closer to 40,000. That's a significant reduction from 18 months ago when that number was between 60 and 80,000 troops. A jailed Belarusian journalist has made another public appearance during a news conference in Minsk on Monday. Roman Pratasevich, who was arrested in May after his flight was forced to land in Belarus, said he was fine and had not been beaten. Belarusian authorities deny the plane was diverted so Pratasevich could be arrested. They say instead it was because of a bomb threat. Reports say no bomb was found on the plane. The plane had been flying over Belarusian airspace at the time. As a result of the incident, several airlines have rerouted flights to avoid traveling over Belarus. This was not the first time Pratasevich has appeared in public since his arrest last month. Last month, he admitted to participating in a plot to oust President Alexander Lukashenko by organizing riots. Pratasevich also took back criticism of the Belarusian leader, who defended the diversion of the aircraft as necessary to protect the Belarusian people. Pratasevich appeared with four officials, two of them wearing uniforms, which led opposition members to claim the appearance was made under duress. The European Union and the United States have called for Pratasevich to be released. Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar's deposed civilian leader, went on trial Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. She was facing two of several corruption-related charges filed against her by the military junta that overthrew the democratically elected government on February 1st. Suu Kyi is facing charges of illegally possessing unlicensed walkie-talkies and of violating COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's national elections. Her lawyers have told reporters they expect the current trial to last until the end of July. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been detained since the coup on February 1st. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.